This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Hi guys, Salam Nerds here, and we want to talk to you guys about the floods in Pakistan that have damaged almost a million homes and wiped out entire villages. The flooding in Pakistan is due to climate change. The melting glaciers and torrential rain have caused the death tolls to be in the thousands, with more than 33 million people displaced. One third of Pakistan is underwater. This is more than a national emergency. This is a humanitarian catastrophe. This is because the CO2 emissions produced by countries like the UK, the US, Russia, and France. Pakistan does not have the infrastructure to withstand this devastation. Even though Pakistan is one of the lowest producers of GHG at 1%, it is one of the top 5 worst affected by climate change. We here at Salam Nurse are sending direct links to you guys to Islamic Relief so you can donate. Please donate generously.
Welcome to Salam Nerds Podcast.
All right, guys, you ready for your first EDM festival?
Let's go! Woo!
Our first? My first EDM festival. Yo, 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 it's the Salam Nerds! My name is Dean, a.k.a. Watch the Geek. I'm here with my boy, Chad. Yo, what's up? We got some new friends up in here.
Thank you to our supporters. Please like, comment, share, and subscribe.
Yo, 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 Salam Nerds. It's your boy Neves, aka Watch with Neves, and I'm here with my co-host Jazz, aka the Jazz Broker.
The Jazz Broker? Nice.
The
Jazz
Broker, man.
Jazz Broker. Exactly, yeah. This is one of those like immediately clicked in my head. I'm like, yeah. Nice. I appreciate
yes,
that.
Yes, yes. Well, listen, why don't you broker our guest over here? Because we got somebody who's been on our show, but not technically on our show for a long time. And it's our boy, Ruzzy. What's going on, Ruzzy? Jeff, tell us a little bit about our guest.
You want me to explain everything about Ruzzy right now?
Yeah, do it right now. We're doing it live.
All right, Ruzzy, what I know about
doing it live.
You are in law school. You are in your second year, so it may take a bit. Yeah. But you're a mega nerd based on what I see in the back. I see Funko Pops, see comics, see books, I see action figures. But most importantly, I know you're a nerd because you've been commenting on our show for like the past week.
Yes, sir.
And he has some amazing one-liners.
He has, man. He's been showing up in the comments, and now he's showing up live.
Yo, I just came to bring the dad jokes. That's all I'm here for.
I'm all about that, man. Tell us a little bit about yourself that Jazz did not get a chance to cover.
Yeah, no worries. So I'm in the DC area. I'm so excited to be on your show. The fact that you guys have this, you're living literally every brown nerd stream.
Yeah.
So kudos to you guys to setting this up. I work in government, my day job. I do a little of this and a little of that, kind of engage in the community. But my first and foremost passion is nerddom, and clearly Marvel Comics and X-Men, as you can see behind me.
Oh, yeah.
I also see something very important behind you. It's that version of the Quran. Is it the Muhammad Asad version of it?
Yep.
Okay. You are a scholar, sir. Right. All right.
A scholar and a nerd. respect. I feel like your background reminds me of a pug's background with all the shoes.
You know, that I mean, he put a lot of sneakerheads to shame. That was something.
Yo, someone tell me, are the sketch credits, are they canon? Because I don't know. There's some people they showed there that I don't think they should have showed there yet. I don't know. What do you think?
Daredevil and like every superhero with their own version of the shoe there?
Yeah, yeah.
We got like Cyclops. We got Thing. Deadpool, obviously, and Cable.
Deadpool's there, yep.
Yeah, I mean, definitely things that haven't even been introduced yet.
Yeah, let's go through it. So they got a bunch. They got Captain America. Deadpool,
yep.
Wolverine, The Thing,
yep.
Vision, Cyclops, Black Panther, Moon Knight, Spider-Man, Captain Marvel, the Hobgoblin, or this might be actually She-Hulk herself because it's purple and purple, green. Yeah. Miss Marvel, shout out to our girl Kamala. Hawkeye, Wolverine, the Falcon, Nova, Ghost Rider, and Doctor Strange. Like
Ghost Rider is the most interesting one.
Look at that,
actually.
Yeah.
And those Iron Man 3s.
And obviously the Iron Man 3s, for show, for show. So that was really, really cool. I thought that was really fun. And like, I feel like it's like a little bit of a jab to all of like the fanboy haters, because there's so much fun stuff they put in here. And like, I'm like, listen, you guys complain that you don't like the show, but you're like taking in all of the fun. You can't do that. You can't be going around calling Wong Wongers. That's for us. You can't be like hyping up all those shoes. That's for us, man. People who actually like the show. So I'm just saying, just kidding. I'm not gatekeeping, but I'm just saying, you guys who are taking part in all the jokes but still hating on the show, it's just a little hypocritical is all I'm saying. It's a little hypocritical.
That's fair. That's a fair critique, my guy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So let's get into it, man. Let's talk about the show. One of the things that this show has made me realize that maybe we should start trademarking our show.
Trademark.com.
In 2 years, I'll be able to help you out.
Yeah, yeah.
You should see find someone else before then.
I was like, damn, your Titania just rolled up and like took the trademark, and you know what? Jen was okay with it; she didn't care. But you know, turned out it makes her look bad. You know, how are you gonna lose your own trademark?
$250. Wow, that's actually relatively cheap.
No, that doesn't sound right. I think trademarks are very expensive, right?
Nope. I'm going on the USPTO website. I'm about to do this right now.
Don't do it. Don't do it, Jazz.
Just in case we'll change it to Haram Nerds.
Yeah, you never know. Well, let's do that off the air. Let's do that later. All right. We talked about him being a sneakerhead. We talked about the lawsuit. Let's go into the legal part of it, man. You're a law student. Do you think Jen had a decent case in the beginning of the show?
You know, it's so funny that you mention it, because when I was taking notes for the show, because obviously I had to this time around. I felt like I was like, okay, so what are some of the things that she could bring up to make sure that she has a solid case? And I was like, oh, she would have that dating profile. And sure enough, literally next scene, she's like, oh, what about all those guys that you had your dating profile with, right? So, I mean, you had those corroborating witnesses. It shows that it's a part of her identity. But like that line that she had on there, mean green and straight poured into these jeans.
Yo, why is Jen so corny? I love her. She's funny.
Yeah, what would the Shawar Kameez version of that be?
Oh, man. I mean,
like, my God.
Mean green and a lunga wearing machine. I don't know. Oh man. Oh, no man. It was a good episode, and I did like that, cuz like that whole dating profile thing was like a little weird. Like, why are they throwing that in here for no reason? And then a few episodes later, you figure out it's a plot point to her actually getting her trademark. So I thought that was really cool. It was nice to see Jameela Jamil, cuz we got like nothing out of her for like 3 episodes, and then finally she came back. What do you think of her? How do you think she did in this episode?
I thought she was good. I mean, actually, my daughter's name is Jameela, spelled literally the same way.
Oh, nice.
And so, I mean, she hasn't gotten to that. We have been watching a little bit together. So she's 8. I don't think her mom knows that. So we'll get there. I think we've only watched like the first couple episodes, but I think she's been great. I think she plays this influencer, something I would have never imagined being introduced into the MCU.
Yeah, right.
And right, like that's just not. I wasn't expecting that. But then she just, you know, the opening title card where it says She-Hulk by Titania at the beginning. That was just gold. That was awesome. Yeah.
So, no, what is a influencer villain? Like, what does that even mean?
Just get those likes.
get those likes.
Sell that booty boost smoothie.
The true snake oil.
With true snake oil. But like, okay, here's a complaint that I have, and I don't have too many complaints about this show, but like, can someone remind me why Titania was in the court to begin with and fighting She-Hulk and like got arrested? What even was that? I feel like it was just a way to introduce her, but like they never really explained why she was there and fighting anybody. And then she got out. So what happened there? Anybody remember? Anybody know?
There wasn't, because that was the end of the episode.
Yeah. I think it was like a nod to the
They showed
comics.
Her feet, and Neebs, you know, had his little awakening, and that was the end of the episode.
Yeah, and then we didn't see her forever, and then next thing we know, she's out of jail, and she's an influencer. She stole her name. So pretty interesting. I don't know. I feel like that's a little bit of a plot point that was missed, but I honestly, not that important. I don't think anyone really cares, but it's just something I thought of. I was like, why was she in jail to begin with?
I mean, she's broken into a court. Ruzzy, tell me, how illegal is it to just break into a court and beat people up?
Yeah, that's a problem.
Is that frowned upon?
I don't think we do that. Yeah, I think that's frowned upon in general society. I don't have my law degree yet, but I will say this. It's a no-no. I think... They're definitely like having these like little compact episodes, like a TV show. Like it does feel like a TV show. So I think her first like busting into the courthouse is like a nod to the comics, because she would just do that randomly, apparently. Yeah. Just to introduce her. But I think that the proceeding, you know, I followed the proceedings like in that specific episode, and I think when they were trying to like get this grant for a summary of motion, like for summary judgment, basically that's what you want to get before you go to trial. So any step of the way, you know, the opposing side is trying to get the case thrown out, right? You don't want to go to trial. Like very few cases actually make it to trial, as some of your guests mentioned throughout the week. And so, you know, the judge will make a decision, and that's binding. And so, Jen's lawyer was also asking for like, you know, remedies, and you know, the cease and desist kind of, you know, came with that as well. So it's, you know, I haven't gotten to copyright law yet, but I'm now totally going to use She-Hulk versus Titania as one of my cases.
Well, listen, if you run into copyright laws or any issues, make sure to get me in a Vongers shirt or a Vingers shirt.
Bro, a Vongers all the way. We're not doing Vingers.
Why? What? I'm team of Vingers, bro. Let's go Vingers.
Team of Vongers.
Avengers?
Avengers. That's going to be the new Civil War. Avengers versus
Avengers. Avengers Civil War.
Oh man, that was really funny. But I feel like the people who stole the show this episode was Pug and Nikki. Like, so much fun, just so much fun hanging out with them. And like, they had like no relationship before, but now they're just like, she turned out to be a sneakerhead. He had a drip broker, which is just so funny. Who hooked them up with stuff. So it was really, really interesting. I enjoy it, man. I want to see more of them together. And their whole little zany adventure was great. What do you guys think of that, Razzie?
Oh, I loved it. I've been waiting for an episode with more Pug and more Nikki. And so to get that, they're a great comedic duo. Like, come on. I mean, you have one that's practical, right? It's just, Pug wanted to just have her join him in line while he waited for the Iron Man 3s.
Yeah.
One to stalk and one to rock.
right? Like,
what? That's crazy,
bro. You don't wear the shoes you actually want to like hold value on, right? You just leave them. Right?
Yeah.
So you gotta get two pairs of shoes every time.
That's so you cool. Clearly know where I'm putting my money, and definitely not sneakers. I thought their duo was great, and also how she kind of thought about, all right, well, we know we need to get her out of like the big and tall men's clothes, right? And so we have to get her into like something else that's more, I guess, lawyerly, but also like more professional for like a woman in the workplace. Yeah,
Yeah. Look, we got Carlos in the comments right now saying Pug, Nikki, and Madison with two N's and a Y, but not where you think. he says the supporting cast is very strong. Avengers Ensemble.
Hell yes. Avengers. Yes.
That's so
Carlos,
funny.
My boy. Thank you.
Carlos, yo, start that jokes. Trend. Start
Carlos,
it.
With the jokes. Start it. Love it, love it. Oh man, no, that's really, really funny. And yeah, I think the supporting cast is really strong. And this episode, we see a new supporting cast member, which is her lawyer, Jen's lawyer. Mm-hmm. Jad, did you catch her name?
I did not.
I did not either. I gotta look that
I
up.
I didn't either.
Were we all like half asleep at 3 a.m. last night watching this?
We were, man. We were. I have it, Neebs, but I don't want to get wrong.
Yeah, while Neebs looks that up, check this out. You can actually follow. Screen three. Okay, you can actually follow Titania on
and
Twitter,
she's trending.
And she's trending.
She's trending. I love
she's
it.
Also she's also New York Week. Like this but is
she's
the coolest
legit walking
thing
around.
Ever. Yeah, and they're legit like making her like a true influencer. So,
oh my god! Yo, if they included this in the promo before this show started, I think it would have gone bananas. Like that's
I think so
that's
too.
Genius.
Yeah.
That's like, some good marketing.
And look, she has zero follow. She's zero following, but 33.1k followers. She's beating
wow.
me now.
Wow!
Wow!
Impressive.
Wow!
Hold on, I'm still looking up the actress's name. She.
Oh, but that actress. I mean, she was good. Like, she was just as snippy as I expected a lawyer to be. Like, oh, you're smart enough not to represent yourself. I'm like. Wow. Okay.
Yep.
I know lawyers will do shit like that.
Mallory. That's who it was. Mm-hmm. Okay. Got it. Yes. Mallory, I thought, did a great job in this episode. And she's a pretty solid lawyer. She got Jen her trademark, which I thought was pretty good. But I feel like Jen's got a little bit of a crush on her. What do you guys think?
Are we all?
Yeah. I mean, right? I think.
Don't we all?
Oh, don't we all? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't need to be the fifth. I definitely have a crush on her. I was like, damn. Damn. But they also show Jen in a rainbow shirt. So maybe Jen is, you know, maybe there's more than one Tinder profile.
Maybe there are
more options.
Yeah. That's her real name. Renee Elise Goldsberry. That's like her real life name or actress name. Yeah.
The human name.
The human name.
The human name. Just like Doctor Strange and Thor are not trademarked.
wait. Oh my god. Carlos just gave us some cool. She was Angelica in the original Hamilton cast.
No way.
No way.
Wow.
Wow.
I knew I recognized her. I was like, why have I seen that?
I don't recognize her because I couldn't afford Hamilton tickets, so I
That's why you watch it on Disney Plus.
That's fair.
Facts.
Yeah.
But I did find it funny where they brought out all her ex-boyfriends and they all had to go on set. Yo, right now, tell us, if your ex were showed up in a courtroom, how bad would it go, Jazz? How bad would it go?
All right. I guess we're doing this. Let me take a shot real quick of Diet Coke.
We're doing this. Go ahead, Jazz. Give us the details.
Okay. So if any of my exes showed up to court, one of two extremes will happen. They will either be really great or they will just not show up. They will say they're going to show up, then they'll not show up and screw me over. One of two extremes.
Oh, okay. But at least they won't talk shit about you.
That's really well.
That's good. I feel like for me, most of them, pretty good. Pretty decent ex. I'm a pretty decent ex. I'm a
Is that
better,
a flex?
Yeah, I'm a better ex than a boyfriend. I know. I even excel at not excelling as a boyfriend.
This is gonna be used as your Rishta video. Just watch that.
Yeah, because like if things don't work out, I'm still super nice and I'll be there for you. Sure, why not? What about you, Ruzzy?
No comment.
Wife's married, right?
No comment.
No comment.
Yeah, you don't need to say anything. We don't want you getting in trouble.
I plead the fifth. The Dave Chappelle line. I love that Dave Chappelle. Oh man, I love that. I love that. All right. So we do get to see Jen meet the dirt broker, and she gets to try on these new clothes, and she likes them, and she doesn't have to be in these god awful clothes anymore. But they also give her an extra shirt or an outfit, which we think is going to be her iconic Hulk outfit. What do you guys think?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It has to be, man. It has to be. Like, there's no way he had a rack of like so many things. Like, I'm sure, you know, he made multiple suits, right? But he definitely made the Hulk outfit that she wears underneath for it. Like, there's no way he didn't do that.
Yeah.
I think that, and I think, I mean, you've seen in some of the promos, she's wearing a dress. So she goes to probably some function, right? And then probably dukes it out with Titania again. But, you know, we'll see. I mean, definitely we're seeing those, you know, we're getting She-Hulk and spandex.
I think it's really interesting because I think slowly what we're trying to see is she is starting to get more and more comfortable in her She-Hulk persona than she is in her Jen persona, right? And that guy saying, hey, I would have dated her as She-Hulk, but not as Jen, kind of got to her, right? Yeah, and I think I think that's going to be a little bit of her character development where she's kind of like going to fall into this character of She-Hulk, and she's got to decide who she is, She-Hulk, Jen, both, neither. I think that's going to be a little bit of the story that we get to find out, because she's a little bit all over the place and trying to, you know, navigate this whole new life that she has. What do you think, Razi?
Yeah, I mean, totally. I think that's one of the beauties about comic books, like this struggle between identity, right? And I think that's why us as, you know, brown people, as marginalized minorities, like why we relate to so many of these comic books, because we are constantly walking in two different worlds, right? I mean, especially if you're coming from immigrant backgrounds, you're thinking about, all right, you know, the family back home or whatever it might be, or, and then obviously adjusting to this culture. It's very much, I mean, that's why I always love comic books, because you can just see the parallels. And X-Men clearly was my favorite, but I think in the shows you're seeing that again. And I think, you know, this hater aid that's coming around, if you go to the, you know, the stories, they're universal, right? Like we were talking about in Ms. Marvel. That's what the beauty of these shows and these stories are all about. So.
Absolutely. I really do enjoy a lot of this show, because it does feel like a TV show. It's got like the case of the week where you have to go into that, but there's also stuff happening with her life, and you slowly get to see, like, you know, what's happening with her in terms of like her feelings and her emotions, right? Because we see her get mad a lot in this episode, but she doesn't turn into the Hulk, right? Like when Ched is telling her that she should have trademarked the thing.
Whoever gets like, there first gets it.
Yeah. It's like he's mansplaining law to a lawyer.
Way to go, Best Buy.
Right.
Where'd you go to law school? I went to Costco.
But it goes back to her point where, like, she's like, she has to deal with these things that make her mad all the time, and people assume like, you can tell that she's mad, and that doesn't mean she can handle her anger. But here's the thing: handling your anger doesn't mean hiding your anger. Controlling your anger is completely different than hiding it, right? So she is expressing that she is upset, but she is expressing how much she is comfortable expressing, right? Not more, not less. She knows how to dial it and then turn it back, which I think goes to show, like, you know, she is in control of her emotions a lot. Because if men are more known to hide their emotions and then have it explode and become rage, and that's what the Hulk does, right? So where she doesn't really hide her anger at all, she's constantly getting upset at like these crazy things happening to her, but she knows how much like she needs to dial in, right? What do you guys think?
Bro, like, there's nothing more to say to that. You nailed it.
Yeah, also you're like philosophical. I mean, this is I think what you're digging into is something that, especially, I mean, Muslims and other people of faith, they're taught to control their ego, right? And this is very much, I mean, you're definitely channeling that kind of, you know, philosophical, spiritual energy right there, Neebs.
Yeah, I see that. I'm like, you know, listen, anger is something that is not good or bad. It's just, you know, it's an emotion. It's a feeling. You are allowed to feel it. You know, as someone who volunteers at a suicide hotline, and I talk to people who are really at that level and, you know, want to do horrible things, so they don't have a healthy relationship with anger. They let it fester and it gets big, where, you know, you let a little bit out at a time and you'll never pop. Like, you know, if you're a balloon and you constantly let a little bit of air out over time, you'll never get so big that you'll pop, right? It's kind of how it is. That's my thing. And I feel like the show does a good job of making you see that if you pay attention. You got to pay attention to it, though.
Yeah. I mean, it's doing a very good job showing all the people who can't control it. Like, they're just all over Twitter, just being angry about the dumbest shit. We're like, all right.
Exactly. Yeah. I see so many horrible takes, and it's weird. And the worst thing is, it's not the horrible takes, is the people who try to justify their horrible takes like they're the smart. They're like, I'm just critically thinking right here, and they're just like completely missing the point. And like, I'm like, sometimes I want to like call people out, but I'm like, yo, this is like a 19-year-old kid. Like, I'm not going to do that. But like, it's one of those things where like, listen, if you failed high school English, and if you didn't, you would have known like what's really going on here.
Yeah. I mean, on one of the earlier episodes, you guys are talking about how, you know, there's different genres of, you know, the MCU, and that's how comic books are. I mean, right? The source material is no different. And Marvel's not a monolith, right? There's something for everybody. We got, you know, a Werewolf by Night coming out for horror fans. So, I mean, like, clearly there's something in it for everybody.
Yeah. I think this show is doing a good job of depicting the outside world. No other show, no other movie ever shows you how regular people or people in the outside world are dealing with the madness that is the MCU. Because up to Captain America Civil War, like, people were basically just like people of our world. Like, it was very, very normal. Yeah. Like, they barely knew about superheroes. They knew about one or two. They knew about the Avengers, but they were still like whatever. Now we're at a pace where there's like hundreds of superheroes, and there's a superhero popping up so often that one of them is an influencer. So like, this show is establishing that the world is very drastically different than the other episode, the other shows, and the other movies. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why people aren't happy about that. It's like this insight that we've never had before, because I've always heard people have these conversations like, what happens in Marvel if this is going on and this is going on? Where is the freaking hand from the Eternals, or where is this, right? So it's one of those things where like, this show is addressing all of that, but you're not giving it a chance because, I don't know, you didn't like one line that She-Hulk said. I don't know, it's kind of weird.
You didn't like a post-credit scene that's not canon? Or maybe can.
I mean, it's good world building, right? And I think that's what it's trying to do. And I think, you know, those questions like, where do superheroes get their threads from, right? I mean, we saw that in Daredevil, but not until like this episode do we get to say, okay, there's like the Drip Broker. Okay.
Yeah. Speaking of Daredevil, we gotta talk about our man with no fear, but he's got taste. So we find out that the Drip Broker is making a costume for somebody else, and we not only do we see his helmet, but we see the actual costume. We see a little glimpse of it. So our boy Matt is coming to the show. What do you guys think about that?
Yes.
I know Jazz.
I love that show. That's one show that me and my wife watched in its entirety. And my wife does not watch every Marvel show and movie. She'll watch here and there, but she watched that start to finish and cannot wait for him to come back. So, yeah, can't wait.
Fair.
So it's funny. I was very excited to see him like before the show began. Mm-hmm. But now I'm like, huh, Daredevil might just be like, you know, second or third on my list now.
Oh, really? Really? Yeah, this was your number one thing that you wanted to see.
I know, but now I really like Madison, and I love Wong, and I want to see more of them. So,
Wong is just, MVP and Madison.
Madison stole the show for me, man. Like, she's just so bubbly and perfect. I'm like, all right, I like this show so much.
So funny.
I love how much fun this show is. It's just going on a ride, and I'm here for all of it.
Right, like every like Carlos said in our comments, you know, the supporting cast is strong. Like, yes, every single person from the supporting cast is amazing here, and I'm also here for them now at this point than I am for Jen Walters or any of the others. I'm actually just here just to enjoy this.
Yeah, because the show doesn't take itself seriously. And we finally have a show that doesn't take itself like oh, it's got to be world building, or it's got to be it's got to be progressing the Secret War storyline or the Kang storyline or whatever.
Right. It's not, this is like, fun.
This is a fun show, bro. Like, just like turn off your brain and enjoy it. And you know what? It's weird. I think it's the fact that it's the MCU is turning people off. Because if this show was a show not canon to the MCU and it was a regular show, I think people would like it. Because there's a similar show that came out for DC called Powerless. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but it's basically, oh my God, you guys got to watch this
show. I haven't seen it.
It's called Powerless, and it's by these three people who work for a company owned by Bruce Wayne, and they're just like, they work in his applied science division basically, and they're just making like cool gadgets for superheroes, right?
But
during the days, there's like superhero stuff happening, like random superheroes are like killing people or saving people, and these people are just going about their day in a superhero world. And they're buying like superhero insurance. They're buying like there's like special umbrellas in case there's like a lightning strike from a superhero. There's like all these cool gadgets that they make for people living in a world with superheroes. And I feel like this show is very similar to that, except it's, instead of making gadgets for people living in a superhero world, they're doing law stuff for people in a superhero world. And it's really fun to watch.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean,
oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Jazz.
Oh, so it's funny how you were saying that they make gadgets, have superhero insurance and all this. Because, like, there was a meme, right? Where it's like, you see the Hulk grab your car, throw it 50 feet across, like, or 500 feet across the street to try and hit the bad guy, but he misses and your car is destroyed. What a waste.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, so much property damage from these Avengers. So many, like, so many lawsuits. Like, I mean, I think that's probably why the Department of Damage Control was created, because, I mean, how are you going to absorb all these costs? I mean, it's insane. So, yeah, I mean, I can't wait to see, like, the case law from the Superhuman Law Division. I mean, you can create, like, a whole, you know, maybe course out of this and a whole, like, subsection of law. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, no, for sure. Carlos watches the show Powerless. Vanessa Hudgens was in it. Danny Pudi was in it Community, and Ron Funches, Alan Tudyk. Yo, this is the stacked cast.
That's a pretty stacked cast. Yeah, that's a pretty solid cast.
Wow. It was really good. It was really funny. It's only one season. It's probably like 10 episodes. Okay. You could probably kill it in a week, but it's not even a week, like in a day. It's so good. It's really, really funny. Highly recommend that show, but this show gives me that vibe and I enjoy it. This is a show that doesn't take itself too seriously and it's really fun to watch. I highly recommend it. I look forward to it every week because I'm like, what fun like meme or like comedy thing is going to come out of this, right? The Madison with two N's and a Y, but not where you think. Like that took over the internet for a week. The twerking, took over the internet. For a week. This week, the shoes, Power Broker, Daredevil, taking over the internet. Like, what other show has takes over the internet for a whole week like this? And with just, like, memes and jokes and fun. Like, it's such a cool thing to take part in. And I feel sad for people who don't enjoy it because I love
it. Let him be mad. Just let him be mad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see, man.
Gonna hate and Ainer's gonna ain't.
they hate us because of anus.
Oh my God. Wow.
Oh man, that's fun, man. No, love the show. Any thoughts before we go, Razzy?
Yeah. What do you think? What kind of beauty product would you want to have named after you?
Oh,
that's a good question.
I got one.
Beard oil. Neves beard oil. Watch with Neves. I'll be like, grow with Neves.
I love it.
Like that? Grow with Neves.
I love it.
Hair growth formula for your beard.
What about you, Rezzy?
Let's see. Let's go with hash brown brown panther. Or hash brown panther. There we go.
Hash brown panther. Okay, that's cool. That's clever.
Musk. It's got to be Musk.
Jess, what's your beauty product?
Bro, have you seen me? Do you see this hair? It has to be a shaving setter, right? Like,
oh, Wolverine shaving set.
Like, to this day, I don't know how South Asians got so hairy. We were from the hottest region in the world. And for some reason, biology was like, hey, let's give you another coating to trap in heat. Well done, evolution. Fuck you.
Listen, man.
Get all that hair.
There's always laser hair removal surgery by Cyclops.
Well done. That was good.
Oh my god.
Yo, these are fun. Listen, I want to take them more.
Yo, if y'all are watching this, go to Neve's Twitter and just list out products you think every superhero would have.
I cannot wait. I want to see all of them.
Oh my god.
I want to see all of them.
Oh yes, and Carlos, like you said, Captain America Fucks took over episode one.
Yeah, that's right.
Dude, every week this show is like all over the internet, man. I love it. Like Twitter, TikTok, Instagram. No other show has done this because it's fun and people enjoy fun. And if you don't enjoy fun, then you know, go fund yourself. I don't know what to say.
Go fund yourself. We're having a great time here. Yo, really, all y'all come join the conversation. If you're listening to this, Neve, send out a tweet about this. Like, what other products would you see? And so this will be fun. I want to see what people come up with.
Let's think of some superheroes and see what kind of products they would sell. So name me a superhero.
Blue Beetle.
Blue Beetle insect repellent. Let's do it. Let's go. Give me another one.
Oh my god.
Give me a Marvel one. Let's see what we got. Who we got?
Let's go with Iron Man.
Iron Man iron deficiency pills. Let's go.
What?
All the Pakistani girls that are anemic, yo, they would eat that up.
Groot. Some Groot.
Oh, Groot's gotta be some like gardening stuff. So like Groot gardening tools. Let's go.
Yeah.
I am Groot gardening tools.
I am Groot gardening tools.
We got the internet come up with these, man. Cause like
I can do this all day.
Off the top of my head, I can barely think of names right now. For those of you who don't know, this is our third episode tonight.
Wasp fly swatters.
Oh, wasp fly swatters. I like that.
Make them electric.
Exactly. Yo, I got one. Moon Knight Nightlight. That's great.
What have y'all done?
Oh, man. Hold on. I've unleashed
the monster.
Yes, you've unleashed the monster.
Ghost Rider would definitely promote a Harley or like a motorcycle for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Totally.
For sure.
Yeah.
And whips.
Oh yeah. Who else we got, man? Vision eyeglasses. man, we're having way too fun with this. All right.
Put this on Twitter, man. I want to see what people come up with now. This is going to be amazing.
Listen, guys, if you are listening to this on YouTube or wherever you're listening to, hit me up on Twitter or go on the YouTube comments and give us your best superhero product placement. That's what it is. Like, what superhero and what product? Yeah. Let us know because these are mad fun. Oh, man. I don't know. I feel like we got to end the show there because I don't know how we can beat that.
You can't top that. I think we've covered everything. Rezzy, you were great, my guy. Like, I had so much fun this episode. We got to bring you back for sure.
Yeah, guys. This is a delight. I mean, this is a nerd's dream come true. So keep up the amazing work.
Listen, thank you for coming on, my guy. Like, this is great.
There's a few people that we put on a special list. So you know that list is people who we bring on quite often, and you got to be really, really cool, and you got to have good lighting.
And you meet those requirements.
And yes. Microphones, good lighting, good microphone, and you got to be really, really cool, and you meet that requirement. So we're definitely going to have you back on, and we can't wait to get you back on the show.
Oh yeah, yo! As soon as X-Men 97 is on, I will be on every single day.
Let's go.
Unless it's all dropped at the same time, then we just do it.
Yep.
I'm even gonna bring in this guy.
The frame.
No, you do not have the Wolverine. Okay, so people who are watching on the podcast, he has the Wolverine action figure with the frame of Cyclops and Jean, like from the meme.
This is like, but I saw this online. I'm like, I must have it.
Oh my God.
No, I totally understand. That's amazing.
So great.
How exhausted great. Is your wife from you?
Oh, she's gonna be like, you were so loud.
Oh man. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. We can't wait to have you back. And listen, there's a few more episodes. Maybe we'll get a chance to have you back. If not, there's tons of other shows coming out and we will see you again. But until next time, guys, salam nerds.
Peace.